In the happy hours of play and the pleasures of the day, we will listen, stop, and look before we run. Safety always is our creed for a happy life to lead and a joyful time of better fun. March, march, march to law and order. Check the reckless on their way. For a guarding young and old, saving life and limb untold, we shall make a better record day by day. All together on the club pledge, boys and girls. I pledge myself to safety first. On the street or wherever I may be at all times. Now, boys and girls, we're going to do a lot of business tonight, and I have as the first thing here to draw your attention to all you members and you boys and girls who are not members but who are attending our club meeting. For, as I've often told you, when you tune in at this time, you're attending our meeting, and you're all very welcome. Now, the Department of Highways, they have a safety and accident division, and they send me reports to give you boys and girls every so often, and you get them, too, through your schools. And they say in this report that with the coming of this nice fine spring weather, more and more cars are using the highways, and this means that you will have to be more careful to escape injury. Now, the last figures we have are last April, I mean comparing last spring with this spring. 9 of you boys and girls were injured on the highways because you didn't pay attention to traffic. 1, we're very sorry to say, was killed. 5 were injured when they stepped out from behind objects or from behind parked cars before looking up and down to see if the way was clear. 2 of you were injured while playing in the street. 1 little girl was very seriously injured because she didn't walk the safety way on the highway. Well, now, I think we've improved it a bit this April, but we want to keep right on going. You must realize by this time, boys and girls, that it isn't smart to be careless of your actions on the highway. Safety lessons must be practiced to be really learned. They're not just to be heard and then forgotten. So on your way home from school, just think of where and how you're walking on the highway. Ask yourself, am I safe? Am I walking facing traffic? Ask yourself, am I too close to the edge of the road? Or am I close enough to the edge of the road? Are those walking out with me, either in front or behind me, in single file, or are they side by side, stretched out right across the street? If walking at night, ask yourself, can I be easily seen by an approaching car? If you can truthfully give the safety answers that you've all learned, well, you know your safety lessons. If not, boys and girls, I ask you seriously to correct the fault at once and tell your companions about it. Look out before you step out, and always watch for traffic. Our sponsors are very glad to cooperate with the Department of Highways in their safety work. Now we're going to have the happy song of health tonight that we're used to doing at this particular meeting, the happy song of health, and see if you can do everything it says. Practice a little bit each time, and first thing we'll get it. And it goes just like this. Smile a while and give your face a rest. Stretch a while and ease your manly chest. Reach your hands up toward the sky while you watch them with your eye. Jump a while and shake a leg there, sir. Now step forward, backward as you were. Then reach right out to someone near. Shake his hand and smile. Well, that, boys and girls, is the happy song of health of our club. We'll sing it once in a while and see if you can't catch on to it. That's right. Good exercise under safe conditions is a grand thing for all boys and girls. Now, I'm going to give you one of the secret messages of our club this evening. So have paper and pencil ready in just a few minutes. I'll give you a notice now, so if you haven't got it, you can run right out and get it. Paper and pencil, and if you're too small to write down the message yourself, Get some grown-up in the home to do it for you, and then you can figure it out with your card a little later. You know, when you send in for your identification bracelet, I send you out a card so that you can understand all these secret messages. While you're doing that, I'm going to ask tonight's question. Old-timer not being here this evening, this is the question. Name, if you can, the three major planets which do not have moons so far as it is known. Now, you know, we have a moon, lovely moonlight nights and all that sort of thing, but there's some of those planets way up in the sky. They're very much like the Earth, but some of them we think haven't moons. Now, which three are these? See if you can answer that question. And if you can, you can give yourself a pat on the back for you've had a good day today. Remember that if you read Uncle Ray's story in the Halifax Herald and Mail every day, you are going to learn a whole lot of these things, and you'll be able to answer lots of these questions that we give out at our club meetings. Now, I'm all ready now to give the secret message tonight. The first word starts with four. And then you put a little dash, and you put down a 26. And then a 48. And a 4. And 52. And 40. I'll repeat just this first word. 4, 26, 48, 4, 52, and 40. The second word is 90. And the third word is 41. And the last word is 95. There's the message for tonight. Now, when our meeting is closed, go get your membership card, and you'll find everything right on that. That's right. And remember that when you send in three Moyer's cake wrappers and three Moyer's biscuit wrappers, or the little paper insert they'll find inside the package, you will get the identification bracelet, this bright metal chain that goes about your wrist and is worn by all the great army people in many parts of the world, and we've adopted it as one of the special affairs of our club. Now, I'm going to set up my Mystic Telescope, and I'm going to keep it set up tonight and give a few little taps and get it all fixed up here. My imaginary telescope now, I'm going to use it in between times. And I see first this evening someone at Sydney. And that's you, Jackie McKean. And Betty Colburn then at Myra Gutt, and Richard and John Purdy at Sydney. And Mary O'Leary at Sydney too. Mary, you saw one of our bracelets and you thought it was so grand that that's the reason you sent in for yours, isn't it? Now, Mary, you show it round then to your friends, and that's the way our club will grow. Already, it's the biggest club in Eastern Canada, but we'd like to have the biggest club in all of Canada. So let's all do our part to build up our safety club. There's a Viola Barrett at Glace Bay, and Lily White at Dominion, and Eunice McPhee at Bridgeport, and Evelina Stevens. Oh, no, Evelina Stevens. Oh, Evelina. Well, good gracious me, I never got your name wrong there, didn't I? At Glace Bay. Yeah, I hope you're feeling fine tonight. You know, if you practice the safety pledge, you'll feel fine a lot longer than if you just went about and became kind of a careless boy or girl. There's Blanche Powell too at Sydney, and Mary and Anna Fate at New Waterford, and Jean Crossman at Sydney, and Betty Winterbottom at Bridgeport. Oh, and there's Patricia Gushue at Sydney, and Jeanette and Rita Pierrette at Dominion Number 1. Now, boys and girls, I want a representative down there in Bedeque, and I want one in Port Hawkesbury. So the first boy or girl that writes me in from Bedeque or Port Hawkesbury, I'm going to send you one of our identification bracelets so that you can show it around to the boys and girls that are friends of yours. So you write into Uncle Mel, care of this station, and tell me you'd like to be our representative. I find out that we have no representative in either Bedeque or Port Hawkesbury. So send along right away, will you, because I'm very, very anxious that one of you boys and girls there are able to have this wonderful identification bracelet so all your friends can see it. Now, who's that now? I think that's Junior Ling, yes, at Reserve Mines. That's fun. Very, very glad to see you this evening, Junior. And there's Sidney McNeil, too, and Freeman McNeil and Eileen McNeil at Little Bredore Bridge. And at Moosehead, I see Joyce Nogler. Yeah? Now, let me see who this is. Oh, why, it's John and Leslie Milne. How are you this evening, John and Leslie? You live at Rural Route Number 1, New Glasgow, don't you? That's right. And your chum, Ross Hayden. How are you, Ross? I'm glad that you all enjoy your Moyer's cakes and biscuits so much. And you buy the biscuits there, the big boxes, do you? Well, that's fine. You boys and girls may not know that you can get Moyer's biscuits, or cookies, some people call them, in little small packages that only cost a few cents. And then Mother's always buying Snowflake Pilot and Zephyr Pilot and Boyer's Cream Sodas, tell her to save the wrappers for you. Ask her grocer for them whenever she shops. There's Ellen McKay at Tatmagush and Hazel McKay at Lapan Station. I'm very glad to know that you always try to practice safety first. Well, that's just grand. Well, now, while I'm looking around with my magic telescope, I'm going to just imagine that that I'm just outside your window. Just outside your window there, and while I'll give a little knock to show that it sounds like I'm right inside your radio, but you just imagine I'm passing by your window now, and I'd like to just drop in and see every one of you. And this is what's the way the song goes.
Pass by your window when the morning was red, the dew on the rosebud, the lark overhead. And oh, I sang softly, though no one could hear, to bid you good morning, my dear. I passed by your window in the cool of the night. The lilies were watching so still and so white. And oh, I sang softly, though no one was near. Good night, and God bless you. God bless you, my dear.
Well, now I'll come in from outside your window, boys and girls, and we'll answer the question now that we asked earlier in the program. The question was, name the three major planets which do not have moons so far as it's known. Well, those three planets, boys and girls, are Mercury, Venus, and Pluto. So there, watch the Halifax Herald and Mail for the stories of Uncle Ray, the great newspaper uncle. And now with my magic telescope again, I see Pearl Jackson at Lorneville and Arthur Fredericks at Waterville and Sanford Jackson, head of Amherst, and Elmer McNaughton at Eureka and Johnny Dorrington and Francis Dorrington at New Glasgow and also Jean Stewart, and there's Phyllis Cowan and Thelma Coles and Gerald Easter and Margaret Gates. Well, 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 and Dorothy and Mildred Fleming too at Brooklyn and Scott Lee at Stellarton. My goodness gracious me, and seeing a lot of new boys and girls tonight. Oh, there's Jackie Facey at New Glasgow. Yes, sir. I'm very glad to hear from you and glad to know that you can do a bit of playing, too. And Frank Cooper and Elizabeth Savoy of Patterson always take the pledge, and it's nice of Grandmother to write in for you. And there's, members of the Happy-Go-Lucky Club all joining together for their badges. Dorothy McDonald and Millicent McDonald and Pearl McDonald and Freda Buell and Audrey Dixon. So nice to see all you boys and girls this evening, too. And there's Bobby Gould, too, at Amherst. Bobby, you've been going down to that creek, and you know that I don't think it's safe. Please tell Mother to write in and tell me that you're not going there anymore. Sometime you might have a bad accident, and then you'll feel very sorry that you weren't following the pledge that you take tonight. Oh, there's Florence McLeod at Big Brook. My goodness, what lovely red hair you have. My goodness gracious me. Oh, that's fine. I wonder if our time is up. Is our time up, good old timekeeper? Well, I guess it's time to go again, boys and girls. I'm sorry I haven't longer, but remember our pledge, safety first. Good night.